You guys win at 40-13 over the Abilene Cowboys, and the win was really done in some uncharacteristic fashion in terms of what we've seen from Scott City in the past, with 5 touchdown passes in the game and a 1 rushing touchdown. But overall, a win's a win. And what was your overall reaction to the first game of the season?
Well, I think that, you know, kids come out, you know, really focused and ready to play. You know, Abilene come up and basically had a Beloit defense, you know, a 9 or 10 man front, and, you know, gave us some things in the air. They definitely took away most of the ground game. And, you know, Trey made a lot of nice passes that first half, and Chris and Braden were able to catch the ball and, you know, take it all the way to the house on our catches. So, you know, pretty happy with that part. You know, a little disappointed in the running game till later, and, you know, disappointed with the injuries, you know, Trey and also Braden kind of hyperextended an elbow. So, you know, 2 key guys that we can't afford to lose.
With what Abilene presented itself, and you mentioned Trey doing a good job passing, and did that kind of, after a while, eventually open up some of those running lanes?
Well, they still played, you know, basically they dropped into their base, you know, 5-2 with, you know, 2 deep safeties and 2 corners. And, you know, they still pack in a box. I mean, the linebackers were within, you know, 1.5 yards of the ball just about the entire game. And, you know, I think our offensive linemen, a lot of them, you know, first-time starters, you know, kind of confused as far as when to block down, when to scoop to the outside, and, you know, left some rushing gaps for linebackers. And, you know, probably could have went to the quick pitches a little earlier, but at the same time, you know, we really thought, you know, the big plays on a passing were going to be there also, which they were. And, you know, it kind of dispels, you know, the, you know, time of possession, because probably in that first half we were probably way down on time of possession, but you still look up and it's still 27-0. So, you know, it would definitely take a big play first before you know, the time on the clock.
Once again, head coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Defensive-wise, I think for the most part, you have to be pretty happy with how they held them, and especially in the first half when they had some long scoring drives. And also, furthermore, talk about some of your special teams as well. You had some questions there with the punting and kicking, and it seemed like those two did a good job for the most part tonight.
Marshall kicked, you know, punted the ball well, you know, back there. He, you know, got the snap back to him, and he got it off, you know, relatively quick. And, you know, the punt average is going to be inflated by that last punt with the big roll. But, you know, I thought that, you know, Marshall did a really nice job with the punting part. You know, Trey Stewart, you know, did a good job with the kicking on the extra points and, you know, kind of, you know, rushed his field goal attempt, and he missed an extra point. But, you know, for a freshman to step up and, you know, make the kicks that he did, it's really nice to see. And, you know, also on top of that, you know, he had a couple of really nice kickoffs. You know, but, you know, he's going to be challenged for the kicking job. And we've got, you know, a foreign exchange student that's played a lot of soccer that has a really nice leg also. So, I mean, you know, the guys that are going to be consistent are the guys that are going to be, you know, doing most of the kicking. And, you know, Trey's done a good job. But at the same time, you know, talking to Trey Stewart, you know, at the same time, you know, Tim Bull, I don't know if it's Bull or Bully. You know, it kind of depends on which one you ask. But, you know, he has a big leg. And, you know, he's consistently in practice, drove it inside, you know, the 5-yard line on the kickoffs. So, I mean, he's going to challenge, and he's good to about 40, 45 yards on the field goals too. So, you know, Trey being a freshman has a couple more years to, you know, keep on kicking, but at the same time, you know, he's going to be challenged. And, you know, I thought our cover guys did a nice job.
Colby comes to town next week. The last check, they were down to Oakley 20-0, and that's a team that also lost quite a few starters off their team from a year ago.
Oh, they did. They were pretty senior heavy, and, you know, lost a lot of speed also with Bo Brown and a couple of the other kids. And, you know, I don't know what they got at quarterback. You know, they had a quarterback 2 years ago that was a sophomore, and the Cox kid, you know, that, you know, very good athlete and a lot of speed and a really nice arm. You know, then last year, you know, he chose to, I think he played a lot of fall baseball, maybe in Colorado Springs or somewhere, and did not play football. And, you know, so it kind of depends on, you know, what he does. You know, if he's not playing, you know, they would go to a first-year starter. If he is playing, you know, be going his second year starting, but, you know, after a year off. So, you know, really not sure, you know, about Colby yet until we kind of get our stuff tomorrow.
All right, Scott said he wins it here 40-13, and Coach, thanks again for stopping by, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.